Hey everybody, welcome back. Episode number 4 of the Laracast Snippet. I'm actually recording this the day after Thanksgiving in the US. So this is a very popular day. It's called Black Friday. I know at this point it's extended outside the United States into a ton of countries and of course Amazon. And you already know this. You have 50 Black Friday emails in your inbox. You probably even have one from Laracast. But anyways, let's get into the topic for today. I want to talk about something I think about a lot. This concept of mental debt. This is something where I'm almost overly sensitive to it, just to make sure that I'm always on the straight and narrow. I overdo it, and that way, if I have to pull back, that's okay. But yeah, what is mental debt? Well, we're always talking about technical debt in the coding world. Well, you don't want to do this because you're accruing debt, and then 5 years down the road, everything's going to blow up for you, and you're going to wish you had listened to me. So yeah, technical debt, completely valid, something to be aware of. But on the flip side, mental debt is a real thing as well, and nobody ever talks about it. So what is mental debt? I would call mental debt just the amount of energy, the amount of mental energy required on your part to consume a code base. Or even just one section, one little component of the code base. How much mental energy is required on your part, especially like 2 months down the line, to simply consume what's going on? Why don't we talk about this? It's completely valid, it's completely true, and it's completely draining. So imagine that, yeah, you decide you're doing this new project and this time you're going to do it right and everything is going to be properly abstracted. You're going to think about the future. You have interfaces all over the place. You never rely on concretes. You're doing everything by the book, right? Well, cool, I guess. But have you thought about the mental debt you've added in the process? Now, simply to work your way around this part of the code base, you have so many classes. Oh, I want to edit this thing. So that looks like it points to an interface. So I need to see which implementations of this interface there are. Oh, for some reason, there's only one. Do we need that interface? Well, maybe. Okay, so we'll switch over to that implementation. But now I want to add a new method, so I need to update it here. But I also have to go back to the interface and update it there as well. And now we're going to work our way over to this command class. And then there's a handler over here. And oh my gosh, before you know it, yeah, you thought you were doing it right. And then you realize, wow, this is not enjoyable. This is not fun. Doesn't that factor into the equation a little bit? Obviously, I'm not talking about building your banks. You know, people always go there. Most of us are not building banks. Most of us are building, honestly, smaller to medium-sized projects. We're building SaaS apps. We're building subscription sites. A lot of people build just kind of internal stuff that will never be seen by the public ever. They're just internal tools for the company. That's what the majority of people are building. So it's important to always be, at least in my mind, it's important to be incredibly sensitive to this mental debt. Or another example, like let's say you're pulling in some kind of package through Composer. And the way the author has set it up is, well, they want to set up all of these different adapters. And it's like, okay, well, that's cool. That's useful. But before you know it, okay, I just want to use this package, but they're telling me I need to pull in these 4 or 5 different dependency packages. So it's like, once again, oh my gosh, all I want to do is use your tool, and I'm having to track down 5 different dependencies. I have to update my composer.json file. I need to make sure all the versions don't clash with one another. And then so often, everything breaks, nothing matches up, and you give up. This is a perfect example of the mental debt I'm talking about, and you have to be so careful about it when building your own projects. Now, for that example of a package with a handful of different adapters that each have their own repositories you have to pull in, the common response might be, oh my gosh, give me a break. It doesn't take that long to track down the adapter and update your composer.json file. And it's true, but here's the thing to remember. We as developers are unbelievably, incredibly inundated with crap like this. So yes, it's not too big of a deal in this particular example, but when you compound that 1,000 times over for every single thing you want to do, oh, you got to pull in this and this and this and this. Oh, and if you want to use this and you need to make sure you reference these 5 different classes and use this pipeline and yada yada. Eventually, that mental debt could grow to the point where you are completely overwhelmed, you're brain fried, you don't enjoy the code base anymore, and frankly, you're just done. Have you ever felt that way when you just think to yourself, I'm done? So yeah, these are the sorts of things I think about quite a bit, mental debt. And on that note, this is also kind of goes in line with some of my gripes with this quote-unquote no framework movement that's really big on Twitter, but I don't think anybody is actually adopting it that much. So the no framework movement says, no, when you're building up your web apps, you don't need to use a framework. You can just piece or glue together all of these different components, and then ta-da, you have your own custom framework. So if we break it down, yeah, what they're saying is, okay, you want to build your next little SaaS app? Well, here's what you're going to do. You're not going to use this pre-configured tool that has been battle-tested and works great and includes everything you would need for building your typical modern web application. No, you are literally going to start from scratch where you go to packages.org and you just start tracking down all of the things you want. I want to use this router, and for caching, I want to use this. And for managing dependencies, I want to use this. And then for my front-end build process, I want to use that and that and that and this. And I'm just going to gather all of these tools together in my arms, and then I'm going to piece them together for my own custom project, and everything is miraculously better. No, it's not. You can pat yourself on the back, but how is it better? How are you in a better situation because you just wasted potentially days piecing together your own unique custom framework that nobody else is familiar with? It's not. It's not. You know where that unframework movement is useful? It's useful for very little things like microservices, where obviously you don't need a full framework. You just need one or two little packages to get your thing going. You grab those and you're done. That's where that's useful. But when you're building your typical web application that most of us do, why are you making it harder on yourself? You got to ask yourself, what is the benefit? Why am I doing this? Are you just doing it because a handful of somewhat influential people on Twitter acted like frameworks are bad for some reason? Well, you know what? Maybe not for you, but for lots of people, it probably doesn't break down to anything more than that. So my advice to you is, when you're building your projects, be practical about it. Be very careful about why you are taking certain steps. And remember, when I say I'm overly sensitive to mental debt, I'm not saying, yeah, put everything in that one class, because every time you extract a new class, you're adding mental debt, and that's bad. No, of course I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you need to have a purpose for every single extraction and complication you add. Because even if they seem like, oh, this is just a tiny complexity bump, well, you know what? You're going to make those decisions 100 times over, hundreds and hundreds of times over. And then before you know it, you end up with this behemoth application that you hate using because there's 500 different repository classes and 500 different interfaces. And there's only one implementation of the interface, but you're really scared because you did learn you have to flip the dependencies. So let's just go ahead and create the interfaces and play it safe. And that way down the line, if you ever find yourself saying down the line, be careful because you have no clue what's happening down the line. Okay, you know what? I could keep going and going, but yeah, let's just call it a day. So, the Laracast Snippet, episode number 4. Like us on iTunes. Am I supposed to say that? I don't know. Find it on iTunes and star it or do something. Or just say something nice on Twitter. I'm Jeffrey Way. I'll see you later.